This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The early reviews are in on President Trump's proposal to slap a 100% tariff on foreign films, and they're not pretty.
Would that mean that you'd have to pay twice as much to get into see an Indian film as an American film? I mean, the whole thing is absurd. Trump doesn't know what he's doing.
Ouch, those critics can be harsh. And why you should be paying attention to what seems like a kind of minor fire burning at a gasoline refinery up in the Bay Area.
There's a possibility in this driving season where you might have to pay $6 or $7 a gallon for California gasoline, whereas other states might be $2 to $2.50.
Welcome to the LA Local for Monday, May 5th, 2025, otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo. What kind of cruel twist of fate is it for Cinco de Mayo to fall on a Monday? Sacrilegious. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. One margarita deep so far, but it's early. Stick with me, folks. On today's Local, LA City's beleaguered animal shelters are spared the worst of the budget cuts for now. The International Olympic Committee does right for one of the most prolific Olympic swimmers in history, who was a victim of the Palisades fire. A fire at a crucial Northern California gasoline refinery shows just how little room for error there is in California's gasoline supplies. And live vicariously through us as we try out some of the best tacos in LA for this Cinco de Mayo. But let's start with the tariffs on films, because why not? We've tariffed everything else, kind of running out of stuff, and might as well get creative with these suckers. Here's noted film historian and industry expert Donald Trump. As an aside, isn't it crazy how knowledgeable he is on so many different issues? Like, remember when he single-handedly solved California's entire water supply issues by discovering the secretive hidden water spigot, and he just turned it on? Brilliant, really, in its simplicity. Anyways, putting that aside, here's the president explaining why he thinks the entertainment industry is suffering.
Our film industry has been decimated by other countries taking them out, and also by incompetence, like in Los Angeles. The governor is a grossly incompetent man. He's just allowed it to be taken away from, you know, Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't do very much of that business. They have the nice sign and everything's good, but they don't do very much. A lot of it's been taken to other countries, and a big proportion. And I'm actually going to meet with some because, you know, there's some advantages, I guess, and I'm not looking to hurt the industry. I want to help the industry. But they're given financing by other countries. They've given a lot of things. And the industry was decimated. If you look at how little is done in this country now, you know, you think we were the ones. We used to do 100, not long ago, 100%. Now we do almost like very little. It's shocking.
Like almost very little. For those of you astute regular listeners to the LA Local podcast, you may have remembered that just this last Friday, we went into great depth on the show about the roots of Hollywood struggles to mark the second anniversary of the WGA and SAG-AFTRA strikes. And like so many other issues, Trump can accurately identify a problem that we're losing a lot of film production to countries like Hungary, Ireland, and Canada, where it's far cheaper to shoot. But then he comes up with a so-called solution that will make the original problem even worse. There is a lot ailing the film and TV industry right now. Problems that were decades in the making. Not to mention that we're in the middle of a gigantic transition in how people are consuming media. Just not sure how slapping a tax on foreign-made films will fix any of these massive institutional problems. But don't listen to me. Listen to Jonathan Taplin. A veteran producer and writer has teamed up with Martin Scorsese for many of his movies over the years. He is not a fan of the Trump tariff plan.
I think it's absurd. The movie business has always been an international business. American filmmakers have learned so much from Italian filmmakers and French filmmakers and African filmmakers and Indian filmmakers. And the whole basis of our business has been one of international cooperation. So this idea that we're essentially banning French films or Indian films or Korean films because we put 100% tariff on them. So I don't even know how that would work.
Taplin sums up that huge transition in the entertainment industry that we were just talking about.
Yeah, but the problem has got nothing to do with France or India or Korea or anything like that. I mean, the problem is, obviously, once COVID came, people got into the habit of just watching movies at home on Netflix. And so they got out of the habit of going to the movie theater. And because during that period, the studios shrank the window in the sense that, okay, I may want to go see Sinners, but I know that Sinners is going to be on my TV in a month. How badly do I want to go to it, right? So that's the problem. It's got nothing to do with foreign movies. It's got nothing to do with foreign countries.
Yeah, nothing firm on this movie tariff plan. For now, it's just a random train of thought inside of Trump's head, but we'll see if he follows through on any of this. Stay tuned. From Hollywood's financial issues to LA City's budget issues, we told you on Friday's LA Local that Animal City shelters could be on the chopping block with layoffs, shelter closures, and very uncertain fates for thousands of vulnerable animals. Well, today our fuzzy friends got some rare good news. LA's animal shelters seem to be spared for now. LA's Department of Animal Services is on track to avoid any layoffs, and it won't need to close any shelters. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to escape unharmed, though. Councilmember Tim McCosker talked about how that would all work out to our man at City Hall, Craig Figner.
Nothing's final yet, but it certainly seems promising.
Nothing is final yet, and I want to be very clear that what we have indicated through our chair is that we're going to be moving the unappropriated balance money over, which is, everyone has heard it, $5 million. It's actually a little over $6 million. And that will allow all of the filled positions to be maintained. There are some vacancies that were stripped out of the budget that the Animal Services Director is asking us to take a look at. But everyone is sharing the pain in this budget. Let's be clear. There are cuts that are in animal services. But what we have ventured to do is to make sure that those cuts did not require us or risk the possibility of closing any of the shelters.
It seems that if things hold as they are now, unfilled positions get pulled, but no layoffs for animal services.
That's right. And I think the council will be amenable to that. And I think the mayor will sign that.
LA Animal Services, which has faced problems for years, takes in about 50,000 animals annually. Not to get all metaphysical on you, but this next story is a lesson on impermanence and how something that's here today can be gone tomorrow, only to be replaced down the line. Deep, right? Gary Hall Jr. is one of the most decorated Olympians of all time. He won 10 medals in swimming in the 1996, 2000, and 2004 Olympics. But he lost all of those medals when his home burned down in January in the Pacific Palisades. However, the International Olympic Committee just gave him 10 replacement medals. Hall received the medals today in Switzerland at IOC headquarters. He was emotional when he talked to us about the moment and what it means to him.
The IOC responded very quickly. And in fact, cannot detail the chaos that was my life when they reached out, escaping from LA, trying to find housing, trying to buy a toothbrush. Just the logistics involved in getting sorted was so overwhelming. I was so spun around, and they reached out very quickly. The amount of coordination that it took between the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee and the International Olympic Committee, a lot of people were involved in making this happen.
Hall said today was also special because his teenage son, also a swimmer, was there with him in Switzerland to get back his medals. Only 29 other Olympic athletes in history have won more medals than Hall. A rare, happy ending. All right, let's take a quick break to do some business. And when we return, California's gasoline supplies are dangerously thin and one refinery accident away from a total disaster. And it's Cinco de Mayo, so let's eat some tacos. Vamos! It's the LA Local. Be right back. Thanks for sticking with us on today's LA Local for this Cinco de Mayo. We're going to go on a taco run in a minute. But first, what if there was a gasoline supply crisis in California that actually made it difficult, if not impossible, to fill up your tank to go get those tacos? It's not as far-fetched as it seems. There was a pretty serious fire at a gasoline refinery up in the Bay Area today, and you may be thinking, how does that affect me way down here in Southern California? The fire was at the Valero refinery in Benicia. Could end up touching off gasoline shortages and big price spikes up and down the state. It shows the vulnerability of gasoline refining capacity in all of California. I talked about it with oil industry analyst Tom Cloza, who started out by reminding me of just how few gasoline refineries are operational in the state.
You had a couple of closures in 2020 after COVID, where refineries shut down traditional operations and they're making renewable fuels like renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel. Then you've got the notice that Valero is going to close this refinery in the Bay Area around April of 2026, and that's pretty foreboding. In the meantime, in the interim, you're going to close a 140,000-barrel-a-day refinery that Phillips 66 operates in Los Angeles. So the amount of gasoline being generated is probably less than half of what it was, let's say, in 2019. So we have to watch this Benicia event. I mean, we know that we're not going to have Benicia next year for the driving season. It's more mythical than real. But no one was really counting on having a fire or an event there that might constrict production in the spring of 2025. So stay tuned.
Paint a picture about just how vulnerable the gasoline market is here. We've got this fire. You don't know how bad the damages or long-term, you know, operational impacts up in Benicia. But I mean, are we that close to actually having shortages of refined gasoline here?
You could certainly have pricing events where, because there's more buyers and sellers for California gasoline, and there may not be enough to sort of handle more than a few days supply, you can have events to where the prices could move up very sharply. This is going to seem like a crazy prediction, but there's a possibility in this driving season where you might have to pay $6 or $7 a gallon for California gasoline, whereas other states might be $2 to $2.50. The price of crude is under a lot of pressure. The Saudis look as though they're pursuing an obsequious relationship with the Trump administration, and that means lots of crude and cheaper prices for energy. But it doesn't help you when you don't have enough refining capacity to take care of Golden State needs.
There are 14 gasoline refineries operating in California at the moment. And as Tom just pointed out, at least three of those are due to close within the next couple of years. That fire, by the way, up at the Bay Area refinery is reportedly out. Damage still being assessed. Okay, finally, tacos. KNX News anchor and reporter Margaret Carrero recently took Greg Sims of K-Earth and Grub with Greg on Instagram over to try the original Villa's Tacos in Highland Park. Allow the sounds of good tacos and good people to take us out of today's show.
Folks, welcome to Villa's. Any first-timers here?
I'm a first-timer.
Nice, welcome. I recommend trying the Villa's Trio. Get a little tour of a menu and a plate. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Three queso tacos, one asada, one chorizo papa, one black bean chicken.
Greg took Chef Victor Villa's recommendation while I opted for my own trio of queso tacos. More on that in a bit. First, let's talk about this success story. Chef Victor began serving his unique and fresh handmade blue corn tacos out of his grandmother's yard in 2018. In 2023, he opened up this spot, his first brick-and-mortar restaurant on Figueroa near Avenue 54 in Highland Park. Within months, it was recognized by the Michelin Guide. Last year, the second Villa's Tacos opened in Grand Central Market in downtown Los Angeles. And even in these uncertain economic times, the third location opened last month at Avenue 61 and Figueroa, also in Highland Park.
I have an order for Michael.
This is all God's plan. It's because of him that I'm here. He just gave me the recipes. He gave me everything that I needed to keep on going, to continue, even when times got hard. So I just put all my faith in him. And, you know, I cook with love. I cook with passion, and I only use the highest quality ingredients. And we still try to make it affordable for everybody so that, you know, everybody could come and just enjoy our tacos. Our tacos start at $4. You know, some people might say that's too much. Some people might say that's great. Some people might say I could charge more. But we charge just enough, so where we make a little bit on each taco, and we try to sell as many as possible.
Victor previously told me he'd laid out a vision of 10 locations, so I had to ask.
Do you already have location 4 eyeballed?
Yes.
You do? Oh, my goodness. Any idea when it might be coming?
I'd say about maybe 3 months.
No kidding? Are you serious?
I'm always working. Even like when I'm working on other stuff in my mind, like putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
And he's not joking about working. He was right there cooking with his crew, prepping those queso tacos with the crispy cheese edges.
Only the best of the best. Nothing less, baby.
And now back to the tacos. Before grubbing, Greg and I got the lowdown on some of the salsas they offer.
This one pays homage to our hometown in Jiquilpan, Michoacan. My grandpa showed my dad this salsa, and my dad showed me, and we brought it to our salsa bar here at Villa Tacos. And this one here is the spiciest salsa. Michelin called it, what did they call it? Ferociously spicy. So, habanero. Habanero, serrano, jalapenos. Has three different types of chilies and some other ingredients that I can't tell you.
Shall we dig in?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
Awesome, man.
I'm going to take his advice, and I'm going to start
take
over
his
here with the chicken. And
I brought some extra napkins because you're going to need them. These are the queso tacos, right? This is like the base that they're known for. It's that crunchy cheese on the outside of the taco is just like ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Flavor bomb in the mouth?
Yeah, the crispy cheese really helps with texture. That spicy was more, or that salsa was more spicy than I bargained for.
Was that the ferociously spicy one?
Yeah.
You were warned.
And I love the little bit of cotija in there too. It's like layers of cheese flavor. Oh, holy crap.
Oh yeah, we polished our plates.
I love Margaret. You were warned. Well done, Margaret Carrero. Thank you for that report on this Cinco de Mayo. This has been the LA Local for Monday, May 5th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Now, about my second margarita. See you tomorrow.